Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Good evening. The show begins tonight in Gaza. Peter Berkowitz asking the question, what is diplomacy after Gaza? What are its aims? What are its successes? What risks after Gaza? Then to Iran, the loss of Raisi changes the mix for a supreme leader. He was a candidate, much to Bai Khamenei, the son of the supreme leader, now becomes the number one candidate for supreme leader. The supreme leader himself is 85 and could live another 10, 15 years. In any event, scramble for succession. Also in Iran has to deal with the neighborhood, and I talked to Bill Raggio and Hossein Haqqani about the neighborhood. Succession in Iran is the subject for Malcolm Hoenlein as well, and then there's the lawfare of indicting or seeking an indictment, an arrest warrant, in some fashion, a lawfare move by the International Criminal Court, the ICC. Politics. Politics at the European level. The prosecutor is named Khan. He's an English barrister out of Edinburgh, troubled family. In any event, drama. And then Malcolm Hoenlein introduces us in the guise of Indiana Hoenlein to a new hominid park just opening in Israel, south of the Galilee, where they've discovered human ancestors, hominins, Homo erectus, millions of years old, wonderful, in a cave. On to Canada, where Charles Burton and Gordon Chang discuss the influence peddling done by China at the behest of or in cooperation with an American national well-to-do man and his wife living in Shanghai. Very strange. Everybody's strange when it comes to China. We discuss the influence peddling, how obvious it is, the denials by the individual. And then Peter Husey joins to talk about no first use, that policy that China is proposing and the U.S. has not responded. No first use would very much abandon our allies. We would promise not to use a nuclear weapon even in response to a cyber attack, a chemical attack, any kind of attack, a space attack. We would not use a nuclear weapon first. As Gordon points out, it's advantage aggressor if everybody takes a no-first-use policy. The man who hits first, the warfighter who hits first, wins. More Iran speculation, more comments about the supreme leadership from Ben and Ben Talablu to do with Raisi's background and why he became the president of Iran. Katrina Vandenhoevel joins to talk about the escalation cycle in Beijing and Brussels. That's Russia in Beijing. And Macron speaking about NATO sending trainers into Ukraine. It's underway. The war is escalating. Charles Pellegrino has the fun moment of the night. He introduces us to the dark forest theory. Simple enough. The cosmos is a dark forest. You're moving through it. The earth, you. You hear noises. You don't know if the noise is phenomenon. You're hearing things. A malign actor, a benevolent actor. You don't know. So you don't call attention to yourself. What if the cosmos, we're at 4 billion plus years of development in our solar system. What if the cosmos is made up of civilizations such as ours? And 1,000 years more developed, 1,000 years less developed. 1,000 years ago, we had abandoned Rome. Constantinople was supreme. The Roman Empire had turned into speaking Greek. And North America, the tribes hunted. 1,000 years ago. 1,000 years from now, question mark. What if those civilizations know to keep quiet because they don't want to attract a malign actor? It's a theory, dark forest theory. What would your choice be? Make noise and attract everyone, or keep quiet and wait? We'll see. New World Report with Ernesto Araujo, who's in North America with me, and Joseph Omar, who's traveling. He's in Colombia for this report. We talk about Colombia's troubles, a quiet failing. We talk about the Rio Grande do Sul, the southernmost province state of Brazil, badly damaged by the flooding. Refugees dishomed, tent cities being set up, badly damaged. And it's coming winter, South America. Also about Milei, Javier Milei, the president of Argentina. He's a rock star. The Vox group, the right-of-center group in Spain, sees him as a great plus. They're celebrating him in Spain. It's a joy. Libertarian state, Argentina. Finally, we note Dominican Republic held an election and nothing was broken. Happy, successful. Panama held an election and the president-elect is talking about capitalism, transparency, reform, businessmen on the cabinet. We'll see. He's also talking about closing the Darien Gap, which would be a good idea at this point. Would have been a good idea for 2 or 3 years ago. Anyway, there's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.